Good evening, and welcome to another episode of That Which Does Not Kill Us. I'm your host, Sarah Arnold, and today had a really strange start. I woke up twice this morning. First was at 3, and then the second was around 6. And when I woke up at 6, it was from a dream, and in that dream it seemed that rather than leaving, I stayed with my former spouse, and they did not transition to female. It's almost like an alternate reality kind of dream, I guess, or some form of alternate reality kind of dream, because they were still fully masculine form, no weight loss, no gender transition, and he was fucking with me. Like, it started off as like kind of like a wrestling around, kind of roughhousing, which was not uncommon. We would get kind of the very normal behavior for a household. And I don't remember the exact details of how it escalated, but the thing that woke me up and really kind of started my whole day on a concerning note is that at some point he had me pinned down on my side with my arms behind my back. And I kept telling him to let go and like kicking, and he wouldn't. And by the end of this, like, it escalated, you know, from like, and I could feel, you know what I mean, like an overwhelming sense of like panic, like taking over my body, and that's pretty much what woke me up. But, like, it had escalated, because, like, I'm gonna paint you a picture, because I don't know if I've put this information out there or not, but at his heaviest, my ex was somewhere around 500 pounds. He was not a small man, okay? Might be important information, just to kind of give a cheap visual aid. He was around 5'11", I would say somewhere between 400 and 500 pounds in this dream, and I am 5'6", and 135 is usually what I average. And so, just to kind of, like I said, I'm gonna painting you a fucking visual here for this, so you can kind of see the comparison of size and strength. And so, he's kind of hunching over my side, like his torso is like, and I really can't like get the body contortions quite right, because it's like he's kneeling down, I'm on the ground, and with one arm he's got both of my arms pinned behind my back, and like it's like he's using the force of his body and his other arm to keep me pinned in place. And I like I don't know how to accurately describe how fucking terrifying that, like, you know what I mean, like the amount and the amount of like overwhelm that I experienced in this. And like I said, it's like I started like not dissimilar to the tone that I have now. I'm sure there's obvious evidence of stress in my voice, but still trying to keep it at a seemingly calm tone of, let me go, you know what I mean? And just escalating to the point where I'm like literally kicking and screaming. And that's where I woke up, was like, that's the point that I woke up from, was, where I was kicking and screaming, because of the amount of panic that I was experiencing both mentally and physically, in those moments. And Like, I think this is like, I don't know if I would say this is like a form of processing, like, or if it's kind of just one of those things where, like, hey, you still have this, you know, like, because, but either way, it's just, man, it was not, it was a hell of a way to start the day. And I couldn't go back to sleep, so I just kind of laid in bed and I found a couple of random videos to watch on YouTube. And so here, I'll tell you a little bit about myself here. And this is kind of what I do, how I balance things out, right? I divvy up my time when it comes to like watching videos on YouTube, because I do a lot of watching of videos on YouTube, between two things. Either it's a lot of self-help kind of growth oriented material, in all facets. There's so many different facets of that shit out there, it's not even funny. So it'll be something along those lines, or I watch probably about a handful of different tarot card readers. And so if like the therapy stuff or like the self-help stuff, if it gets too heavy, because sometimes some of that shit can be really heavy and you know it can touch on things that you didn't realize, or you know you hadn't felt or you hadn't dealt with, or you know, again, it's heavy topics, like really heavy topics, a lot of times are in those when I come across them. That's how I balance it out, is I'll usually watch like one or two really intense self-help or like therapeutic items, and I'm like, okay, like I'll take a pause and either like doom scroll on social media for like 10 to 15 minutes, or I'll find a couple of tarot card readers to watch their fucking videos to kind of like take it down a notch, you know? Or another thing that I'll do, like, and this is one of what I would call one of my basic white bitchisms, because I have some. My love for Starbucks is definitely one of them, and this is one of the other ones, is I will put on some kind of like a crime show that is murder affiliated. And so I'll put on like an episode or two of that. And that's kind of like a, you know, I don't know what it is about that that helps me to like calm the fuck down. But for whatever reason, it really is relaxing. And that is a strong basic white bitchism that I have. And so, like, that's another thing that I'll balance out my stuff with. Now, one of the things that I recently came across, and I realized, you know, after I got home from work today, that I probably need to do this. So I recently came across an album, like it's called EMDR, like, and it says to listen to it with headphones. And basically, what it does is it's almost like self-induced EMDR. It really is, like, I've utilized this tool a handful of times about a year ago, and then I stumbled on this album again because for whatever reason I forgot about this tool in my toolbox. And so like today I think would be the ideal day for embarking on that, since you know the start of my day was essentially like, you know what I mean, like revisiting something traumatic. And so I think helping to kind of get that out of my nervous system will be good. Like, I mean, like, ironically, I was, and actually, it's unironic. It's very, it makes sense. It checks out. Like, I was so fucking productive at work today. Like, it was disgusting. Like, I made this whole ass task list, and me and the team knocked it out. And, like, every time I went back to the office to, like, mark off one thing on the list, I added like one or two more things to the list because like I needed that I don't know. I needed that point of focus to make it through my day. What's even stranger is that one of the ladies on my staff today, and this was pretty early in the morning, I had to disengage from the conversation. And there's a part of me that feels bad, and there's a part of me that doesn't. She had made some kind of commentary about her husband being an asshole, and that at this point, it's really only a marriage of convenience. And I said, I can relate to that. That's why I've been divorced twice. And I kind of stepped away from the conversation to that point because, it's kind of funny, right? Because, like, obviously, I've told like 1,000 fucking personal stories here in this platform that is public, but there's something about, you know what I mean? I guess what I'd say is like speaking my truth out into the fucking ether that's a little bit more safe and comforting and comfortable rather than having a conversation with somebody about these things that I don't feel as though I know on a level to get into that caliber of conversation. You know, especially in the workplace, and even more so considering that, you know, in the workplace, I am in the position of authority. And so, like, that's just not, it's not kosher, in my opinion. Like, it's not a, like, it, for me, it wasn't a safe space to be like, oh, yeah, I understand. My ex-husband, like the second one, was a real asshole, at least half the time. And then, you know, I left after I was sexually assaulted because I wouldn't have left if that didn't fucking happen. You know, I would have just stayed, like what you're doing. And that pretty much, that's that. Like, and that's it in a nutshell. You know, wah-da-ba-ba-da-ba-ba. And like I said, like, not the time or place for that conversation, like, not the audience for that conversation. And so I just kind of made my choice to empathize vaguely and peace the fuck out hard on the situation. Because I'm like, no. Like, no, it's just the time and space definitely could have led to, you know, potential things that I have no desire to experience in the workplace in my current working environment. Especially again where I am the position of authority. So yeah. It's complicated, you know? There's something about waking up from that just kind of, I don't know. It really set the tone for the day, and it was, yeah. But man, was I productive. Sorry, that's my attaboy. You know. Like that's the thing where I'm like, well, if I have to be optimistic about this bullshit, what I would say is the silver lining to the cloud is that I got a lot of things accomplished. So there's that. Like, I'm trying to see, you know, the positivity as much as I possibly can. That and at the same time I'm also trying to make sure that due to what had occurred, like, I'm doing the best that I can in terms of, like, okay, so now, what do I need to do to activate self-care? You know what I mean? Like, and what does that look like? And so here we are. Obviously, one part of it is actually releasing that shit out into the ether and having the fucking conversation. Well, I'm not really having the conversation. I'm more like having a monologue, not a dialogue, about it. But then at the same time, you know, making the points to sit down and crochet my blanket to relax. I've found a couple of random tarot readers to watch videos of, and I'm gonna do, I don't know how long of a session with that fucking EMDR album and my earbuds. And I'm also gonna eat some food that I probably shouldn't, because sometimes it's nice to have comfort food when you're experiencing stress. But yeah, and so that's where we are today, as I'm continuing to move forward, really, to the best of my ability, and take the wins that I got today. Because I got really good support from my team, which I feel confident that, like 95% of the time, I do feel like that, like pretty much every day. Like, I will say that, like, they really are amazing people. Like, I'm very happy that I made this move in terms of like the work aspects. Like, I feel very, very fortunate to have the team that I have. And I look forward to when all of us are more comfortable with each other and within our roles, because obviously the process of training a supervisor and a manager, and dealing with change in the workplace, like, it's a lot. So, everybody has their adjustment periods, you know what I mean? And I think that's the era that we're in right now, is in that adjustment period time frame. And so yeah, once we all get nice and situated and acclimated, like, I think there is the potential to be an unstoppable force, or damn near. And I really look forward to that. In the interim, I'm gonna still keep moving forward with confidence in during the whole like time frame of just fucking winging it and playing it by ear and taking every training opportunity that comes up, because they are abundant. And yeah, like, I really don't want to take that experience away from anybody. So that's what we're doing. We're kind of winging it and getting to know each other and getting familiar with each other. And it's fun. I just never would have expected that I would find that in Indiana of all places. But that's the irony of the situation, is finding that here. So, What's interesting too, though, and this is something that this whole experience really puts at the forefront of my mind, is the question, like, will I ever be able to live with someone again? And I ask myself this, like, and I really wonder, if I will ever get to the point where I feel, you know what I mean? Like, I guess, for lack of a better way of putting it, I would say, like, safe or comfortable, living with a significant other. Like, obviously I can live with people again because I did it for like 9 months when I was in Charleston. But realistically speaking, that was, not permanent. And then at the same time, there were no shared bedrooms, And so that kind of atmosphere is a different kind of shared living space, Like, it's different than sharing, 100% of your living space with another person. When, obviously the follow-up question to that is, what would it take to get there? And I really don't have the answer to that. That's a really legitimate question that I've never really asked myself consciously, what would it take to get there? But it's something that I do think about, if not, I don't think to that degree. Like, the furthest I've gotten to is sleeping in the same room, in the same bed with another person. And
that I have to take. I mean, to be fair though, at this point, like, although that has to do with my sleeping schedule. I was about to say something that's not entirely true. But to sleep in the room with another person, I have to take something. Like, it doesn't matter who the person is, or what context or role they play in my life. I have to take a melatonin and sometimes something else on top of that to be able to actually get to sleep. Sometimes it even takes that a while because, I don't know, there's a weird anxiety attached to like hearing somebody breathing that it's really hard to elaborate on. And yeah, I don't know. Like, that's food for thought, I'd say. So, and on that note, I'm gonna sign off so I can enjoy my food. So, thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And as always, be well.